This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Many diseases are virtually non-existent in America today because of vaccinations. But they do still generate controversy because some parents choose not to have their children vaccinated. Now, supporters of vaccines say if people knew how horrible these illnesses were, they'd be less inclined to get waivers and risk new epidemics. There's a gravestone in Benzie County that tells the story of one of these diseases, once known as the Children's Plague. Fred Kiesler from IPR's Red Pine Radio Workshop reports.
In a cemetery near Lake Ann, there's an 8-foot obelisk-shaped headstone inscribed with 6 names, all members of the Stata family. It's the tallest marker in the cemetery. Township Supervisor Mark Roberg reads the inscription.
Mary Delia died 12/7/1880, 1 year, 8 months, 23 days. Franny died 12/11/1880.
3 children, none older than 5, all died in less than a week from diphtheria.
Thomas Abraham died 12/12/1880, aged 5 years.
The winter of 1880-81 was severe, the one that Laura Ingalls Wilder wrote about in her book, The Long Winter. 6 feet of snow lay across northern Michigan that winter, and no roads were open. The Status lost a 4th child in January, 2 weeks after he was born, presumably of diphtheria. Seth Stata came to northern Michigan more than a decade before, as a teenager. His sister Martha wrote about their arrival in her journal.
Glen Arbor was like many things one sees on maps, a name only. A dreary stretch of pure white sand and few cabins, completely hidden by small oak and pine trees. A small general store owned by Northern Transportation, and a post office kept by George Ray in his home. This completed the settlement.
There were no roads then, only foot trails for the 20-mile trek to their new home, a crude log cabin near Lake Ann. They arrived in time for their first Northern Michigan winter.
It snowed 51 days, then the sun shone out, one day only. Then the snow began as it had done in the beginning. Never any effort, never any noise, no sign of a storm, no wind, no roar, nor rush. Just gently, silently fell. And mother sat in the cabin and wept all the time.
In those days, people survived on wild berries, passenger pigeons, and other wild game. They tapped maple trees to make sugar. When commercial lumbering exploded in northern Michigan, roads, mail service, general stores, and jobs arrived. More people increased exposure to communicable diseases, but medical care was sparse. The nearest doctor was a day's ride on horseback to Traverse City. Outbreaks of diphtheria were horrific. Noah Webster referred to the disease as a plague among children. While an adult might experience diphtheria as a cold, it was the greatest cause of death of children under 10. Diphtheria is a bacterial infection that blocks the airway. Joshua Meyerson is the medical director of the health department for Northwest Michigan.
Up to 20% of people will die from this disease, even with the best of modern medicine, especially young children under 5 or older adults.
There was no medical help at all in Lake Ann in December of 1880. When it killed every child in the Stata home. The Stata parents could only give their loving care until the children suffocated and died. A single grave marker in Elmira Township suggests that the children may have been buried all at once. Mark Roper is the township supervisor.
In the wintertime, I would assume, just like today, that if you had death in the wintertime and bodies to take care of, that you would wrap them up and keep them in a cold or frozen state until you intern them in the spring.
A vaccine for diphtheria was invented around 1921. That made diphtheria a rare disease in developed countries. In the United States, only 5 people died from diphtheria last year. But it's still present. And the disease can make a quick comeback in the absence of vaccination. A good example is what happened in the breakup of the Soviet Union. Their vaccination rates fell, and in 1990, a large outbreak of diphtheria killed more than 5,000 people. In 1881, a year after losing four children to diphtheria, Seth Stanna died and was buried with his family in Benzie County. His death certificate blamed a hunting accident, but his sister believed he also died of diphtheria. In any case, the gravesite recalls the horror of an era before the children's plague was almost eradicated from North America. For Interlochen Public Radio, this is Fred Kiesler.
And a thanks to Andy Bolander at the Benzie Area Historical Society for help with research on this story.